So the faces of the Obama administration are being assembled down in Washington, confirmation hearings all over Capitol Hill, and the faces of the current Congress are also being assembled, and one face is clearly out. Carolyn Kennedy is officially out of the New York Senate race to fill Hillary Clinton's seat, who vacated that seat yesterday. She's now Secretary of State. It was an evening of conflicting reports on whether Kennedy was in or out, many reports suggesting that Patterson had decided to pick her, but she cited personal reasons in a brief statement, which was confirmed very early this morning, saying she's taking herself out of contention. It's a startling development for the political world, certainly an interesting and unexpected cap on the career of Caroline Kennedy, who will go back into her relatively private life. Joining us to talk about all of this, Washington and the New York end, is Brian Lehrer, host of The Brian Lehrer Show right here on WNYC in New York, and Todd Zwillick, our friend from Washington at Capitol Hill Connection. Todd Zwillick, are you there?
Yes, hi.
And Brian, thanks for being in the studio.
Hey, John.
Let's begin with the Patterson story, Patterson-Kennedy story. It appeared as though Governor Patterson had chosen Kennedy, and then it appeared as though Carolyn was taking herself out of the race. How related are these two things, and how was the sort of roller coaster we saw last night an indication that maybe things were or weren't coordinated?
Well, maybe they weren't coordinated. It was a funny night in the newsroom because the New York Post and the New York Times were saying she was going to drop out, and then there was another source who said she wasn't going to drop out. But, John, I think on one level this is really very simple. Caroline Kennedy auditioned and didn't get the job. She didn't show the charisma of a talented politician. She didn't show the deep knowledge of a committed policy wonk. If she had made a good first impression, I think she would be the senator from New York today.
Well, a lot of us here in New York understand the kind of blowback and that sort of auditioning process that happened. But for the rest of the country, what sort of lack of enthusiasm or reaction did she get as she attempted to test the waters here in New York?
Yeah, well, what happened? What went wrong? Because she started off on such a high note.
Well, she is Caroline Kennedy. But I think that something needs to be said about that, too, because, you know, there's a generational context here. Caroline Kennedy is the daughter, maybe a lot of our listeners don't know this, of President John Kennedy. Baby boomers know that, like they know that John Lennon was a Beatle. But for many younger Americans, it's like, which Kennedy is that? Caroline Kennedy is who again? You know, so she's led a relatively private life, and she had to come out and make an impression.
Although it was sure magic when she stood up with you know, Uncle Teddy and endorsed Barack Obama during the campaign. That magic did not strike for her.
No, and it didn't translate for whatever reason. Look, there was immediate blowback from people in the New York political sector who thought that they or their colleagues in the House of Representatives, perhaps, should have gotten the job. One New York
Carolyn Maloney, there would have been one idea.
Yeah, and these are not household names across the country either. But one New York congressman, Gary Ackerman, immediately compared Caroline Kennedy's qualifications to J-Lo's.
He said J-Lo's
a celebrity too, but she's not qualified for the U.S. Senate, which is not to really compare their qualifications, but just to say that Caroline Kennedy had not been toiling in the fields of policy or politics, so she needed to come out and prove that she was for some reason going to be this big star in the Senate more than a Carolyn Maloney or any of the other members of the New York House delegation or political sector, and she just didn't do it.
And the other part of this was how the governor perhaps handled it, right?
The governor is still handling it. We're supposed to be in the new age of open, transparent government, right? Day two of the new transparency. But this whole sorry episode was and still is a lesson in backroom secrecy. Kennedy had always shied away from public life, but she was an immediate front runner because of her connections. Because, frankly, Barack Obama wanted her. And frankly, apparently, Mayor Bloomberg wanted her.
And even Charles Schumer, the junior senator, had expressed a preference for Caroline Kennedy. Now, where does this leave Patterson? I mean, if it is true that he was going to choose Kennedy, it seems like he was doing the bidding of those powerful New York politicians. But where does he stand now, and does he emerge from this stronger or weaker?
I think he could emerge from this stronger, even though he seemed to fumble it along the way. I mean, we should have a New York U.S. senator already in New York. It's an embarrassment to David Patterson that it's gone on this long. Hillary Clinton now is the Secretary of State, and that seat is vacant. What if they have to take a big vote this afternoon?
Well, let's find out. Todd Zwillick, are they going to have to take a vote this afternoon? And what's the reaction down there that all of a sudden there's not going to be a Kennedy from New York in the Senate, apparently?
If you're – I'll tell you, if if you're a woman who wants to sue for pay discrimination and you're past the existing statute of limitations, there will be a big vote today because they're voting on that Lilly Ledbetter Fair Pay Equity Act in the Senate. That's part of the early Democratic agenda. This happened so late last night, John, that there hasn't been a whole lot of reaction off of Capitol Hill. I think that the Senate Democratic leadership is probably huddling and probably making some calls to Patterson. But I think it's interesting, and Brian, I'd be interested to hear what you think about this. Caroline Kennedy took herself out of the running, but the way in my eyes that these things usually work is the governor or the appointer decides that the person under consideration is not going to get it, and they're allowed to save face and take themselves out of the running. There were several vice presidential candidates. Back when Barack Obama hadn't picked a VP candidate yet, there were several of them who, quote, took themselves out of the running. And what that meant was Obama went and said, thanks for playing. No, it's not you. Save face and take yourself out of the running.
Understood, Brian. Do you think that's possible here? I don't believe that.
Well, I don't have sources to tell me yes or no. I think it does smack of that. I think, you know, when she says she's taking herself out of the running for personal reasons, doesn't it sound like, well, here is another politician who is going to spend more time with her family?
Except in one instance, that's not the case. I mean, here, this would be a total break with Caroline Kennedy's life. I mean, she's lived this private life. She would be looking at, based on the blowback she got, she'd be looking at 2 years of a tough Senate term and then running a hard race. She must have looked at this and said, uh-uh.
She may have looked
at this.
I
have no idea.
I have no idea either. I don't have sources on this. Yeah. I think it really could have been either way. But I don't think it was because her Uncle Ted is sick.
Right,
I think,
right,
if anything, that would have been an inspiration for her to try to get the seat to follow in the family tradition.
Mm-hmm. Todd Zwillick, was there any anticipation down in Washington? I know last night this broke late, so there's no reaction. But was there any anticipation down in Washington among the Democrats that Caroline Kennedy would be joining the fray?
No one had gone that far. You know, people have been pretty much preoccupied with Roland Burris. Remember him?
Right. Senator and, Roland Burris.
Senator Roland Burris. And by the way, yesterday, Al Franken and Senator in Purgatory, former Senator Norm Coleman, were both in the Capitol, both hanging around the Senate.
And we've got a Colorado senator.
Yeah, with their respective caucuses. You know, Hillary Clinton didn't resign her seat until she was confirmed. I don't know that anyone was necessarily expecting Patterson to name a successor until Hillary officially resigned that seat, and she didn't do so because she wasn't going to risk something going wrong and with her Secretary of State nomination and then not have a seat in the Senate. So
right,
that's
but
now
Todd,
done.
Let me jump in and say that Patterson, as of when Hillary Clinton was obviously going to be confirmed, is still saying he's got a list of about 10 qualified candidates.
It just makes him look so indecisive here when he has all the power. It's sort of the opposite of Blagojevich, that's for sure.
Right.
That might be a good thing.
Yeah, which might be a good thing, exactly. So, you know, any sort of, before we go, get off the Caroline Kennedy story for just a moment, in the business that picks up on Capitol Hill this morning, any sort of reaction to Barack Obama's clear set of marching orders out of the White House yesterday?
Okay, so you've got the big one, of course, is you've got the executive order closing Guantanamo Bay within a year. Nobody's surprised about that. It was a campaign promise. Now the question becomes what to do with these detainees, 250 or 260 or so detainees. Nobody really wants to just turn them loose. Then again, almost nobody wants a new maximum security detention facility, you can't even call it a prison, in their state or in their district. So nobody seems to want it, and nobody seems to know quite what to do with these detainees. Interestingly, there is one member of the House who said, go ahead and put it in my district. I've only got a minimum security prison in my district. I'd love to have a maximum.
Who is that?
Jack Murtha.
Jack Murtha. Oh, that's great. Right. Oh, thanks, Todd. Let's gang up on Brian here for a moment before we go. Who do you think is going to be the senator?
Well, I guess they say it's likely to be Andrew Cuomo, which would make political sense for David Patterson, who wants to run for his own election in 2010. And Cuomo is considered to be the strongest challenger.
He's the attorney general here in New York.
Andrew Cuomo, son of former Governor Mario Cuomo, who is the state attorney general. Do you have time for a little bit of bizarre context about New York state politics?
Always.
Do we have this Patterson clip about Schumer to play? Can we play it?
Fire it.
I propose that the Senate seat Senator Schumer a second time. Look at what we saved. He doesn't need another office. He doesn't need any additional staff. He does the work of two. Let Charles do it. That's my idea. And now here he is, New York's first and second senator, senior and junior, Senator Chuck Schumer.
Those laughs get quieter and quieter as the time goes on. Brian Lehrer, host of The Brian Lehrer Show, thanks so much. And Todd Zwillick, thanks as always. Lots to think about there. Thanks, guys.